Many of us are worried about climate change, and not just those who have been forced out of their homes by storms or wildfires. Even just paying attention to the news has many concerned about the future. Julie Grant of the Allegheny Front reports on the growing problem of climate anxiety and how mental health professionals are starting to respond.
Mahitha Ramachandran has spent years worrying about climate change. She's a 16-year-old high school junior in the Pittsburgh area. On the day we met in September, she was on her way to a student climate strike in Pittsburgh, along with about 150 other young people chanting and carrying signs.
My sign, fight for our future. It is our future.
She says sometimes it feels like there's a natural disaster, like a storm or wildfire, nearly every day.
And you're constantly being like berated with this kind of news that it just feels so urgent and so necessary to learn about it and to know what's going on.
A recent survey of 10,000 young people aged 16 to 25 worldwide found that nearly 60% are very worried or extremely worried about climate change. They reported feeling sad, afraid, anxious, and angry.
As a young person, you're thinking about all these things and you're trying to grapple with how are these adults not thinking about these things.
Claire Cohen often hears these kinds of concerns from young people. She's a psychiatrist in suburban Pittsburgh and raised six kids herself. So she hears from young people in her office and at home.
And their biggest concerns is the world going to be worth living in by the time they're ready to be on their own? And should they have children? Because is the world going to be unlivable by the time they have children? Some of them even feel like it may be the end of the world.
Experts say the number of adults worried about climate change is increasing. Susan Clayton is a psychology professor at the College of Worcester in Ohio and co-author of a new report for the American Psychological Association on climate change and mental health.
Particularly in the last couple of years, we just hear more and more people who are worried at this very profound level.
Clayton has been looking at whether climate anxiety is clinically significant as a threat to mental health. In one paper, her work surveyed 400 adults about how climate change was affecting them, and it varied. In some cases, as many as 1 in 4 expressed climate anxiety.
Between 15 or 20 or 25% of the people we surveyed said that at least some of the time they had trouble concentrating because they were thinking about climate change, or they had nightmares, or they were crying, or other impacts that I think suggest that climate anxiety is beginning to have an impact on our lives.
A poll last year by the American Psychiatric Association found that more than two-thirds of Americans are somewhat or extremely anxious about the impact of climate change on the planet, and more than half are anxious about the impact on their own mental health. Elizabeth Haas is chair of the association's Climate Change Committee and a practicing psychiatrist.
What I'm seeing most is grief. Like the people that actually talk to me about climate change, it's because of the losses that they are seeing around them.
She hears grief about the loss of animals and about the destruction of the natural environment from adults. She says some adults get triggered at the mention of apocalyptic change, while others display symptoms of something called continuous traumatic stress,
which is the model that we use to understand children who are in chronically abusive or neglectful situations. And it puts a kind of low-grade strain on their stress system to know that people are not going to respond to them, that people are going to mistreat them, and there's nothing they can do about it. And I think a lot of people are essentially feeling that as we watch our leadership fail us so completely.
She says there really isn't much scientific study on the psychological effects of climate change.
Mental health has been relatively late to the table in terms of responding to the climate crisis, and we have a lot of research to do.
Still, she says there's plenty of research on how the impacts of climate change affect people, for example, air pollution and heat.
As temperatures go up or in the wake of an acute heat wave, there are increases in violence and suicide, which are completely independent of social class.
Haas and other mental health professionals say the problems that will come with climate change will be so widespread that the current system won't be able to handle it. Psychiatrist Gary Belkin is pushing for immediate action.
We've got to get communities and people ready for the social and emotional effects of environmental collapse.
Belkin is a former deputy health commissioner of New York City and founded the Billion Minds Institute, which is focused on the social aspects of climate change. He says there just aren't enough trained mental health experts.
Our profession and the basic setup of clinical mental health services is a very poor match for the challenges that we have now and that are just going to be increasing.
After seeing how people have treated each other during the COVID pandemic, Belkin is not confident in society's ability to pull together, but he says that's what's needed.
Because success in dealing with that and in enduring that is going to fall on us and our social ties and our ability to take action and our connectedness.
Belkin wants to flip the current model where individuals seek one-on-one treatment in an office on its head and move to where more people in the community are trained to help people deal with their climate anxiety. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.